Gaskin to face 11 challengers in primary. Los Angeles District Attorney George Gaskin will face 11 challengers in the March 5 primary election, including 5 members of his office and 2 Los Angeles County Superior Court judges. The field includes Eric Siddall, a violent crimes prosecutor who has been endorsed by the Association for Deputy District Attorneys, the union representing deputy district attorneys. Maria Ramirez, the head deputy district attorney. Supervising district attorney John McKinney. And fellow prosecutors Jonathan Hadami and Lloyd Bobcat Masson, according to the final list of qualified candidates released December 30 by the Los Angeles County Registrar Recorder/County Clerk. Nathan Hochman, a former U.S. Assistant Attorney General who was the Republican candidate for State Attorney General in the 2022 general election. Jeff Kemerinsky, an assistant U.S. attorney. And criminal defense attorney Dan Kapelowitz are among the other candidates. Los Angeles County Superior Court judges Deborah Archuleta and Craig J. Mitchell have also qualified for the ballot. Under the California Constitution, judges are eligible to run for office as long as they take a leave of absence without pay. Rob Oftring, the communications director of the Superior Court of Los Angeles County, told City News Service. David S. Milton, who retired as a Superior Court judge March 25, 2014, will also appear on the ballot. Mr. Gaskin has been under fire since taking office in December 2020, when he issued a series of directives critics have blasted as being soft on crime. The directives include a rule against seeking the death penalty, a ban on transferring juvenile defendants to adult court, and prohibitions on filing sentencing enhancements in most cases. "This campaign is not about me, this is a community movement," Mr. Gaskin said November 21 as he began his campaign for a second term. "This is about looking at the criminal justice system of the 21st century, not with a rearview mirror, but looking forward. Reform is the collective work of people both in our community and in the legal system, attorneys as well, those who are being impacted, victims and accused. We're fully committed to fighting for our shared values, investing in community health and safety, while ending the death penalty, no longer prosecuting children as adults, holding law enforcement and big corporations accountable." If, as expected, no candidate receives a majority, the top 2 finishers will meet in a runoff November 5, like all nonpartisan races on the primary ballot. The race to succeed Representative Adam Schiff in the predominantly Democratic 30th Congressional District consists has drawn 15 candidates, 12 Democrats, 2 Republicans, and 1 candidate with no party preference. The district stretches from West Hollywood to Pasadena and Echo Park to the Angeles National Forest. Mr. Schiff has not made an endorsement. He is running for the U.S. Senate seat formerly held by the late Dianne Feinstein after being a member of the House since defeating then Rep. Jim Rogan in 2000. There are 2 other congressional races in Los Angeles County with no incumbent running. Representative Grace Napolitano has endorsed State Senator Bob Archuleta in the race to succeed her in the predominantly Democratic 31st Congressional District in the San Gabriel Valley. Representative Tony Cardenas has endorsed State Assemblywoman Luz Rivas in the race to succeed him in representing the 29th Congressional District in the Northeast San Fernando Valley. The March 5 primary also includes races for 3 seats on the County Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Catherine Barger has drawn 4 challengers in her bid for a 3rd and final term to represent the 5th District, including State Assemblyman Chris Holden and Burbank Mayor Constantine Anthony. Perry Goldberg, who listed nonprofit leader/entrepreneur as his occupation, and Marlon Marroquin, who did not list an occupation, are also running. Former Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and Rancho Palos Verdes Mayor John M. Cruikshank are running against 4th District Supervisor Janice Hahn, who is also seeking her 3rd and final term. Supervisor Holly Mitchell has drawn 3 challengers in her bid for a 2nd term representing the 2nd District Educator Daphne D. Bradford, CEO/Nonprofit Director Clint D. Carlton, and CEO Katrina Williams. The March 5 ballot will also include primaries for President, all of California's 52 congressional seats, 20 of the 40 state Senate seats, and all 80 seats in the Assembly.